We have a very special guest joining us. It is Dana Shield from the Colorado Springs Airport. Good afternoon, Dana.
Hi, how's it going?
Doing fantastic. We got a lot to talk about. Let's start with the conclusion of spring break. And you guys had a lot of traffic, a lot of passengers coming through for spring break 2024.
We did. March was a busy month for us. We saw, honestly, it was a high quarter for us. Quarter one was the highest level of enplanements, which is folks getting on a plane out of COS, that we've seen since the first quarter of 1998. So,
wow.
You know, over two decades. So we implaned over 100,000 folks in the month of March. And like you said, I think a lot of that was attributed to spring break traffic. We had a lot of travel, and now we're moving into that busy summer season. And, you know, we're projected to continue to see that traffic just continue on throughout the year.
And just looking ahead, it already seems that numbers are trending up for the summer travel out of the Colorado Springs Airport.
They are. We have a lot of new air service coming over the summer, the biggest one being a Baltimore-Washington flight on Southwest. That's starting in June, so that's going to be a really big flight. It's a big win for our community. That D.C. area is really important for the folks in our community. So that's starting over the summer. Avelo is bringing back their Burbank, Los Angeles flight. Sun Country and Delta are bringing back Minneapolis, St. Paul flights. So we're looking forward to all the new service. And then with, of course, the new service, the airlines are also adding frequencies. So we're seeing more daily service as well. So overall, summer is going to be a busy one. And the rest of the year is projected to be just as busy with seasonal flights coming over the holiday season, too.
When passengers do arrive at the Colorado Springs Airport, when they go inside the terminal, they're going to see, a brand new airport.
Yeah, we're getting there. We expanded our TSA queuing area last year, so you'll see a new queuing area, and the store, the atrium store just outside the checkpoint is almost done, so there'll be a new retail area just outside the checkpoint. Once you get through the checkpoint, our Elevate COS, which is our concourse modernization project, has begun late last year, and the first phase is nearly complete, and gates 2 and 4, that area you'll see as soon as you walk out of the checkpoint, look completely different. So you'll start to see, as the phases go through this multi-year project, you'll start to see the new and improved areas of the airport. But right now, gates 2 and 4 are new and improved and have new LED lighting and raised ceilings and all new carpet and fixtures. And it just looks like a completely different airport in those gates, and also new bathrooms as well in that area. So piece by piece, that concourse is going to be modernized and renovated. And phase one is complete at this point. So it's exciting for us.
Talk about the new parking plan you guys are implementing. Let our listeners know about that.
Yeah, it's really exciting. So we have a parking membership program that we launched just a few weeks ago that will start on May 1st. So folks can purchase an annual membership. You can do an individual or a household membership for both parking in the long-term lot or a membership for the valet lot. And it's an annual fee that you pay, and it actually saves you quite a bit of money. So if you're a frequent traveler, it is a really big savings for you. Our parking obviously is already pretty affordable, but this is just another way for you to save some funds when you travel. And if you're a frequent flyer, this is an easy way for you to make parking even more seamless than it already is at the airport. And if you're interested in it, you can go to our website at flycos.com and purchase your membership for Park COS today.
And I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about the news that came out yesterday about the losing the funding as far as the TSA is concerned for the three canines who sniff out for explosives at the airport. Just let our listeners know what's going on with that, and that the airport, though, will still be safe and secure.
Absolutely. We're consistently working with CSPD and TSA to ensure that the traveling public remains safe. You know, we're disappointed that the funding for this program was eliminated. But like I said, we're continuing to work with our partners, and our number one priority is always the safety of our travelers. So that's where CFPD and TSA come into play with our partnership. And we're consistently working with them to ensure that our public that's traveling is safe and secure.
Dana Shield with the Colorado Springs Airport. Thank you so much, Dana, for joining us. And we hope to talk to you throughout the summer to get some updates on how that summer travel season is going. And before you know it, it'll be the holiday travel season.
It absolutely will. Thank you for having me today.